So you're going to see them for a long way. And then just one other item is at night, they have to be lit because the FAA, they're a hazard to aviation. They're so high on top of a mountain that they're going to need to be have bright lights on them so planes and so on don't run into them.
How many turbines are we talking about now?
25.
Is that pretty much the limit, or do they have the opportunity to expand, well, I guess?
Again, under this permit by rule process, they're limited to a 100 megawatt total generating capacity for a site. So for Rocky Forge, they're talking 25 turbines at 3 megawatts, so they're talking 75 megawatts. So, you know, in theory, they could add a few more, but that would be it.
Do you have any feeling about the Rockbridge County's opposition and the concerns they cited, not to mention your group, what kind of stake that's going to have amongst DEQ when they make their decisions? And have you explored your options in case DEQ takes actions that obviously you wouldn't approve of?
Right. Well, we've been very concerned, number one, just the regulation itself, this permit by rule, is extremely slanted in favor of industry putting in these types of facilities. And so, again, it avoids the normal regulatory process of the State Corporation Commission. Now, the DEQ, the company, in this case, Apex Clean Energy, you know, has to submit their application. And there's a whole series of different items that need to be evaluated, you know, impact to the environment, impact to historic resources, that type of thing. But again, the permit that we've seen that has been reviewed that was, again, it's a publicly available document, has been very poorly put together, and there's a lot of gaps in information. There's some information in there that's simply not true. So we've tried to, you know, and a lot of people have spent a lot of time and energy doing a lot of research. We've got some very good people who know their subject matter, who know the environment, who know the energy, who know all these different areas. And, of course, having the resource of the internet available is just a fabulous thing. But, for example, golden eagles. North Mountain is right on the migration route for the eastern golden eagle, which is a very endangered species. Mm-hmm. And Apex claimed that there's no golden eagles in the area. And we have telemetry data that shows there are golden eagles in the area. So, you know, we've made those kinds of comments. Now, presumably the DEQ and its agencies, such as the Department of Historic Resources, Fish and Game, and so on, will review all those documents and the comments that we've made and then make a ruling on whether or not this facility will get a permit or not.
Do you guys have any legal options if you don't get the decision you like, or is it just, again, because of the process you mentioned, the way they've set this up, maybe you've got very limited options after today, perhaps?
Well, we do have limited options. Now, if the DEQ does grant the permit, there is a process defined in the state of Virginia for appealing a particular ruling. Now, we haven't really looked at that too closely, except that we know that it does exist. And again, if we get to the point of needing to go that route, that's certainly something we're going to be spending a lot more time looking into. And, you know, I'm sure we would have to get a lawyer involved. And of course that, you know, that means expense that has to be, you know, covered somehow. And after that, you know, whether there's other additional legal proceedings that can be done, again, those are all questions that we'll have to take a close look at.
So, Jeff, to wrap things up, last question, what are your group's plans after today, after the public comment period ends, and what would you recommend for listeners out there who maybe either did or did not get a chance after today to make their public thoughts known?
I would say contact your local government representatives, right? I mean, certainly here in Rockbridge County, the Board of Supervisors has been very supportive, and we really appreciate the support, you know, that they've given. But again, letting them know that you agree with that support, contact your state, your delegate, like, for example, Ben Klein, or your state senator, either, depending on exactly where you live, it might be
Cray Deeds,
yeah. Or, further south.
Right.
I forget the name. I apologize for that. But, let them know what you think and say, because that's in the state, they can start, they've got contacts, within the government. So they can start looking around and seeing what might be done.
Okay. Sounds great. And if folks want to maybe get in touch with you?
Well, we have a website, of course, and it's www.virginiansforresponsibleenergy. And I know that's a mouthful, but that's the name that we picked because, again, we are for renewable energy. And if this was in a site that was appropriate, we wouldn't be objecting to it. But anyway, it's virginiansforresponsibleenergy.org.
Okay, sounds great. And good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim.
Jeff Scott, once again with the group Virginians for Responsible Energy.